Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Are you ready to be soothed with your thoughts and concerns about retirement? Well, you know she's special because all my guests are special. Dorian Mintzer is our guest today. She is a licensed psychologist, and she has co-authored the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. And she says I can call her Dory. So, Dory, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
We are super happy to have you. So you are working every day with couples and individuals and helping them, you know, psychotherapists and psychologists do a lot of different types of work, coaching and different things. So tell us a little bit about your background and what you specialize in, and then we'll get into this retirement puzzle, especially for couples.
Great. I'd be happy to tell you about me. I've been working 40 plus years, both with individuals, couples, and families. And I've always really loved working with people in transition. And I think what basically happened is that as I began to get older, I began to work with people in midlife transition.
Hmm.
And then there's been so much hype about, you know, the boomers, and I'm one of the leading edge boomers. And so, you know, as the years have advanced, I've gotten very, very interested in working with individuals and couples, really thinking about how do I want to live this next part of my life. And
so it's not just about, it's not, you know, everybody thinks about retirement and they think about, and of course, and I am guilty of this, I think a lot about the money aspect of it, but you're not talking about the money part.
But the money is certainly part of it.
Okay.
There's no question that bottom line, you know, you need to be aware of and think about and work with somebody who can help you know what your money is so that it can help you have the options to live the kind of lifestyle you want, whatever your age is.
But you could have $10 billion in the bank and be miserable.
Exactly. Money does not bring happiness. And the interesting thing is money is really, as you know, David, because you're a financial person, money's really a tool and a resource, but it just means so many different things to people. And I think people lose sight of, you know, what it really is. And I think, you know, whether you're, you know, young or getting older or planning for retirement, it's so important to think about that life is money, but more than money, because you can have oodles, as you just said, and be isolated and depressed.
I have to say, regrettably, I've seen this, and I've seen I can help them with their money. But there have been times when I've met with people that they come in, and I can just see, and I don't do the work you do, but boy, I have seen them, and I can just feel it. I mean, it's coming out of them. They're just miserable. And they just don't, and I look at them and go, I'm not qualified to help with what you need help with. I can help you with the money part, but it is for many people, and as you wrote about in the book you co-authored, it's a puzzle for couples to figure this out because the roles change and they're going through this transition, and it brings up a whole bunch of new questions.
Absolutely. And it's a issue for couples, but also for individuals. What I think is important, and the way the book actually is structured, is that you need to really think about and create for yourself an individual vision. And then, if you're part of a couple, then it's important to develop the communication so that you can talk with your partner. But if you're not in a couple, you know, you can talk with your adult children or your siblings or friends or your parents if they're still alive. But the important thing is to to create an individual vision and then learn ways so that whoever's significant in your life, you can think about ways of helping them understand and appreciate what's important to you and vice versa, so that you can problem solve and compromise and hopefully begin to develop a plan, you know, with different time frames and all that helps you live the kind of life you want.
So there needs to be a money talk.
Very important. It's one of the crucial ones. It's not the only one, though, because as we've been saying, money is part of the equation, but not the whole thing. But money talks can bring people closer, although I think people kind of sit back and their eyes roll and they say, oh, yeah, right, you can talk about money without fighting. But there really are ways to do it.
Well, and it is such, I had somebody ask me this the other day, why is it that we... in our culture, why is it that money is such a taboo topic? And, you know, it's just, and my answer was, and you could tell me, put you on the spot and tell me if you think I got it right, but I'm like, it's just because it's so tied up in our self-worth. It's also very involved with power and roles in society. I mean, it's just emotionally charged.
I totally agree. And I think... what happens, and you know, before I actually got involved in writing this book and doing a lot more things around the more holistic viewpoints of living life, I've done a lot of work with women and money and couples and money. There are so many money myths and messages that we have from the past, many that aren't even conscious. And it's tied into just what you said, David, that you know, it can mean power, it can mean security, it can mean love, and it can mean one thing to one person and maybe something to someone else. And so you come at it from such different places that it feels like you're just kind of passing each other and not being able to connect and appreciate why one person or another reacts the way they do about spending, saving, legacy. It's very loaded.
You know, that's a good way to put it. It's very loaded. And, you know, it would be such a simpler world. We're not there yet. Maybe we'll be someday where you could just connect a little cable to your partner's brain, from your brain to theirs, and say, see, this is what I'm talking about with money. All that baggage or all that history, that's why I get upset about this or that, or right. That's why I feel insecure or whatever it is. But until then, what? We need to have these 10 must-have conversations?
Right. Until then, there needs to be ways to learn to effectively communicate what's important to you and listen and appreciate what you're hearing, even if you don't agree. I think a key is listening and appreciating and agreeing to disagree and not making assumptions. I think it's really important. And it actually, what I've seen in my work is people can come in, you know, really at odds, and there's an intimacy in being able to really talk together about what's important, and money's part of it. And, you know, a lot of couples don't realize that you actually can end up closer, and it may take a little while to get there because there may be such loaded baggage from, you know, over time, but I have seen it happen. Not easily. I mean, people have to be willing to open up. I always say if you're in a relationship, you need to open up to the space for the relationship.
Right, right.
So that you can move from your own polar position of saying it's my way or the highway.
Yeah, that space between. You've got to make room for that space, right?
Right.
I have seen it in my conference room. I've had breakdowns. I've had people, you know, come to grips, you know, especially when one person has controlled or managed the money or, you know, and all of a sudden, because I insist on working with both parts of the couple and I say, okay, let's look at it. And I put it up on the screen and they see all of it up there for the first time. Ooh, boy. Yeah. it is a handful. Well, let's do this, Dori. Let's take a quick break. Dorian Mintzer is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She is co-author of The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dorian Mentzer and her book. She co-authored the book, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. And you can get more information about that at revolutionizeretirement.com. Did I get that right, Dory?
You did.
All right, revolutionizeretirement.com. Can I share a success story with you? And I think this will be a good example of what you're getting at. I had a couple come in to see me 6 months or so ago. And the specific reason was they had an investment that was coming due, maturing. But the real reason I learned, a second more important reason, I should say it that way, is that the husband had done all of their finances pretty much their whole lives together. They'd been married multi-decades. And he was not in the best of health. And he knew he wasn't doing that well. And he knew that, you know, things in the future were going to decline. His main purpose for coming into my office was so that he and his wife together could talk about their money and could make plans. And what he really wanted to do was to find somebody that he felt comfortable with who would be able to help her when he wasn't there. Fast forward 6 months, he passed. Today, I'm helping his widow make very important decisions about now her money and helping her figure out what she needs to do and how she needs to do it. You know, I admire that so much, that there's so much maturity there and forward thinking, but I guess the intimacy and candid nature of that is just, it's so compelling. It made me stop and go, wow.
It is a wow story. It's wonderful. And it's really a great model for all of your listeners of how important it is. You know, so often we don't want to think ahead, and regardless of your age, but I think as we get older, it sometimes presses us more. It's so important to sit down with your partner or whoever's significant in your life. It could also be your children, your adult children, or parents or siblings. It's so important to sit down and talk about where things are, to help there be somebody that can be a trusted advisor, to know the passwords of everything. What the worst possible scenario is when somebody dies and it's a time of crisis and you're dealing with your grief and, you know, it's just a miserable, terrible time and you don't know where any of the, how to have access to any of the key documents or financial pieces. You don't know who the key people are. You don't have anybody that you trust. There are terrible stories of what happens for the survivor. And it's very important to talk about these end-of-life issues, even when you're young. I mean, even when you're first starting out.
Sure.
I think it's so important. Even if one person is the one who mostly handles the finances, it's very important that the other person at least knows some about how the decisions are being made and who the key people are, because things happen.
Well, and I'm going to be even stronger on that. I'm going to be a little. I'm not going to say harsh, but a little harder on it and say, look, if you are in a couple relationship and you have finances together and you don't know or haven't met the attorney, the accountant, the financial planner, shame on both of you. Because you know, I have another real life example, different couple, and the husband passed. And the widow came in, and we met, we talked, and we went over some things. I said, okay, all of this, you know where everything is, and we're going to work on this. I'm going to work on some things for you, and I'm going to look into some different things I needed to research. And you know what? You sit tight, you relax, you take care of all the other things that are much more important for you to focus on, and I've got this, and we'll get back together and talk about it some more. Mm-hmm. That's it. That was easy. And it's just so vital. Are there things that one of the, you know, and I'm not going to pick on men and say it's always the man that doesn't want to talk about this, because that would be not fair, although I know it's often the case. What can be used as a conversation starter for the person in that couple relationship that wants to get that kind of conversation started?
Well, it's not always the easiest thing, but just like any really difficult conversation, I think this one is one of those. If you start with what are called I statements, of really letting your partner know, and it could be the wife initiating or the husband of saying, I really want us to find some time to sit down and talk about something that's really important to me. And so being able to say something's important, to set a period of time, and it shouldn't necessarily have to be a long time. You might want to even just start it, because if you're not used to talking together, it's hard sometimes to think it's going to go on and on and on. So you might want to say, let's just sit down for 10, 15 minutes. I want to bring a subject up. And use I statements. I've been thinking about, I'm worried that, you know, and I don't want anything to happen to you, but I just worry that if something happens to you and I don't know, you know, how to handle things, it's going to be terrible. And I really want to feel that we can talk about this together so that I can feel sure. And I have passwords to some of my accounts that I want you to know about. Mm. And I want us to just be able to know that we are planning ahead and that if something happens to either of us, that we're not in the dark of where things are.
And the I statements are important because that keeps the shields from going up.
Right, because if you tend to use you statements, like, you know, you make me feel such and such, or you never tell me such and such, or you never talk with me, that's blaming and shaming. Mm-hmm. And people get defensive.
They shut down. I'll see you later. Totally. I got to do something else right now.
Yeah. And it makes them, you know, you feel attacked. You feel, you know, you get defensive. So the I statements are so crucial. And then to really work on listening. I don't think any of us are really good listeners. You know, it's so easy, particularly if you've been with somebody for a while, you think, oh, I don't need to listen. I know what they're saying. And so after the first few words, you tune out. But what often happens, and you may be right, because a lot of times people sort of know what the other person's saying, but you need to check it out. So it's often helpful if you've tended not to have conversations together to say, wait, before I respond, I just want to say, this is what I hear you saying. Is that right?
And ooh, an active listener. Watch out.
Active listener.
That's very powerful.
Really helpful. Yep. And also agreeing to disagree, not make assumptions. And I mentioned this before, but I just can't stress it enough, to appreciate what you're hearing, even if you don't agree. One workshop I did, there was a little exercise for the couples, and the woman said to me afterwards, she said, you know, I never asked this question. I posed the question, you know, why is that so important to you? Just help me understand why it's important to you. And she said, I'd never asked that question of my husband. And now I understand, and now I want to try to help make it happen.
Excellent.
So, you know, just the appreciating and talking for however long you're talking, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, no distractions. So turn off the, you know, the telephone, turn off the computer, you know, don't answer the iPhone or your whatever your phone is, you know, and focus in. And then you can come back to it. But I think with any difficult subject, and one thing to say, because there's one just situation I can share, and it's,
let's do this, Dorian. Let's grab a quick break, and you'll come back. That's excellent. I want to hear it. Okay.
Yep.
Dorian Mintzer is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. RevolutionizeRetirement.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is Dorian Mintzer. She's got lots to share, and I would love, I told her before we started the program, we're doing the sound check. I said, oh, I love hearing your voice. We could do a 3-hour program, and I think we would fill it, you and I, Dory. It's good stuff. So you started to get into kind of another story, so please continue.
Well, I was going to give an example, you know, which was a more difficult example, to say that it doesn't necessarily bring success right away, but you have to stick with it. So I had made this suggestion to one of my clients, and the initial response of her husband, and it's the second marriage for both, blended family. Mm. They really hadn't talked about what money meant, and they hadn't really sat down to talk about many of the important things, which are even more complicated when you're in a, you know, blended family and you have sets of kids. So his initial response was, what, do you want me dead? You know, because he just, the idea of her wanting to know about the finances was so threatening to him.
Yeah.
So it took a little longer to bring it up, you know, needing to be creative in some different ways. And, you know, of course I don't want you dead. I love you. But, you know, we both are getting older, and I really need, for my own sense of peace of mind, to understand what our agreements are, what's happening with the money, what, you know, where things are. And eventually they were able to talk about it. So don't be dismayed if, you know, initially you're not successful, because, you know, sometimes if you've avoided something for a long while, it can feel like it's opening Pandora's box, but you just need to sort of gently but firmly say, this is important to me. I really need us to get to a point where we can talk about it. And you may need to do it with a third person, with a financial planner, with a coach, with a therapist. That's okay. We all sometimes can use a little outside help and a referee.
Absolutely. And you know what I think is very interesting, and I think I'm sure very helpful and powerful, is the way you set that up, Dory, is that it is asking the question, why this, or why do you feel that way, or what, why is that important to you? Or because, you know, again, when you're dealing with a couple, if it's a man and a woman, you've got very different approaches, men to be, as you can confirm. You know, we tend to be a little bit more fact-based in terms of, you know, we provide information when we're talking. Mm-hmm. And so if you ask the why, you'll get more information, which is, he's happy to provide information. Just don't, you know, we're not as good at talking about our, how we feel.
Right. Now, I think that there are some gender differences that occur around many different aspects of communication. And sometimes it's the other way around.
Sure.
That, you know, that the woman's more analytical and factual and the man isn't. And even in same-sex relationships, you know, there are differences. We just aren't all the same people, you know, so that we hear and process things differently. And what's important is to respect and understand that being in a relationship doesn't mean that we're going to necessarily think alike.
So well said. So Dory, you know, I want to get back to your book that you co-authored, The Couple's Retirement Puzzle. What are some of the other things that you think are part of this must-have conversation? You mentioned about, you know, understanding what the plans are with blended families. Are you seeing that, you know, be something that you can really, well, let me say this. When you don't have that conversation, and then you can help our listeners with, when people don't have those conversations, it can be a royal mess, especially if there is a lot of money or just a little money, mm-hmm. where they end up having just full-scale battles after you're gone. And I can't imagine many people want that to happen.
I think that's true. And I think that that money's part of it, and you know, part of what's there to take care of the survivors, or what's there for legacy, whether it be for children or grandchildren or alma maters or hospitals. But in addition to the money part, part of what we had done before writing the book was we had focus groups, and so these themes came up. And the reason why I really love the title Retirement Puzzle is that all these pieces of the puzzle fit together differently for each of us, and we have to puzzle it out for ourselves and with each other. So that there are things about how much money, there are things about the timing of retirement. You know, if one person's working or both people are working, the kind of if, when, and how to retire.
Sure.
Many people now are, you know, since we're living longer, many people either don't want to retire because they love working, or know that financially they can't retire at the, you know, the more traditional retirement age of 65.
Or not at the same time, right?
Or not at the same time. So there's timing of the retirement, there's the finances, changing roles and identity. And I think you made a comment about that early on, David, that, you know, roles change. And, you know, work provides a certain kind of structure and camaraderie and self-esteem and status and all kinds of things to people, men and women. And when that begins to shift, people need to think about what do I need to build into my life so there's some structure, so that I have connection.
Who are you without your job?
Exactly. And so you need to build in and think about what's going to give purpose and meaning to my life. What's going to get me up in the morning? You know, what is going to make me want to be alive and be vital? So there's that. There's relationships and obligations with family, whether it be you know, whether you be in a long-term relationship, a new relationship, together but not married, children, no children, grandchildren, no grandchildren. It can be complicated. There can be obligations and responsibilities, you know, that one person feels, and there may be issues and conflicts about how the other person feels about having to be responsible for that person. And it gets, you know, more complicated when they're, you know, blended families and multiple generations. Health and wellness, I mean, that's such a big issue, which has both monetary issues about it, but also different energy levels that people have. Mm. You know, you can have these wonderful plans of what you want to do, and then one or another gets sick. I mean, there are these curveballs in life that we just have to deal with.
Well, and as we plan all this out, one of the things I see is that, you know, couples are making decisions about, okay, you know, I've got longevity on my side of the family, but then the spouse doesn't.
Right.
And they're also saying, well, you know, what are we going to do? That first 10 years of retirement, let's be honest, they're going to be more active during that first 10 years than they will be the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got to make some decisions, and I think the key is that they have to make them together.
Right, and that's where the conversations and being able to communicate are so important. And really recognizing that, you know, you need to figure out how much time together and how much time apart. You know,
well,
if couples, for example, used to love to travel and hike and one can't so much, the question is, you know, you can change the dream and maybe find some other things you can do, or it may be that one, you know, member of the relationship still every once in a while does some hiking with some friends.
And well, let's do this, Dori. Let's get another quick break. A little
okay.
time apart won't hurt us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Dorian Mincer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. RevolutionizeRetirement.com. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Dorian Mincer has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She is co-author of The Couple's Retirement Puzzle. We've been talking about 10 must-have conversations for the transitioning to the second half of life. You know, one of the things that occurred to me earlier as we were talking, Dori, is you mentioned the blended families, and you talked about, you know, with health decline or disability, I would imagine, and we've got a minute for you to summarize this one, limit your answers to 1 minute, you know, addressing, okay, if I get sick, we have this blended relationship, talking about how they're going to care for each other, because they have multiple responsibilities potential to other people.
It's such an important issue, and I wish there were simple answers, but I think it's knowing that it's important to talk about and really... You know, we need to think about who's our village, in a sense. You know, who can we count on for support? You know, where you live may have some, bearings for it. Some people decide they want to move and live in a place where there's a progression of care as changing care needs change. A caring collaborative, which is a concept that I've learned about through an organization called the Transition Network. Mm. You need to figure out who your supports are, how much you can provide with each other, how much you can count on family, friends, community, faith-based organizations. It's such an important issue to talk about. I can't stress it enough. And it dovetails. It's just, again, part of that puzzle. It's where you live, relationship with family, relationship with friends and other people. Even in the best of relationships, you need other people.
And well, you know what we need to do, Dori? We need to bring you back for another show.
I would love to come back another time.
Because we are out of time.
Okay.
Dorian Mincer has been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. RevolutionizeRetirement.com. The book is The Couple's Retirement Puzzle, 10 Must-Have Conversations for Transitioning to the Second Half of Life. Dori, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, and I'd love to come back another time.
Well, we'll set that up.
Great.
Thanks.
Take care.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.